Man, HR 8, House Resolution 8, the bipartisan background checks for 2021. Funny, it passed the House last March, and they didn't get it to it until after Uvalde and all these things happened. But that's another story. I'm going to read it all verbatim so no one can misconstrue anything. Give my thoughts on it after a quick word for our friends at Anchor. Man, it's been a stupid weekend since, you know, the decision came down and got released from, the Supreme Court for Roe v. Wade, even though, I mean, they leaked, put some air quotes around that, it forever ago, so it's not like no one knew what was coming, and the idiocy that people keep saying that it's banning them altogether and taking away the rights. One, it's not the Constitution, so shouldn't have been a Supreme Court issue in the first place. Ergo, it's not right because it's not in there. If you want to make it one, there's a process to do that. You could actually do it. Problem solved. Bada boom. It's not telling people that it's all right, all out, been banned, when there's still some states, and I've seen some of the laws they have on the books as to, like, the baby could be born and you could still do something about it after the fact. Yeah. But hey, at least it lets you see who's the educated ones. Who pays attention, who actually reads anything, like state laws and bills and all these things, and who just runs their suck hole to cause mass chaos. That's really all it is. It's all, it's done, and HR 8, House Resolution 8, is, you know, still right there in that category. It, you know, has been signed and all of that, but no one wants to read it. Everyone just loses their mind, listens to whatever talking heads. Unless I say no one, I mean a lot, man. Most people in America, they just listen to whatever someone tells them and repeat. No one reads any of it. So it seems the easiest way to do it, and all the stuff that's happening about Roe, is to actually just read the thing and see if anyone actually listens to me or goes and looks it up themselves. Hell, I could send you the file if you want it. You can read it your damn self too. I have the file. And there's states that haven't made it illegal. I've made it very, like, it's just everyone just freaking out right away when they don't actually know anything and haven't read anything. But here we go, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, people of all ages, House Resolution 8, the bipartisan background checks of 2021. Printed off and in my hand. So I'm not even screwing it up. I'm reading it straight from the words. I just want to say my favorite part of it. In the Senate of the United States, it was received on March 11th, 2021. It's amazing how right after Uvalde, read the first time, May 24th of this year, read the second time and placed on the calendar on May 25th. It's amazing how they sat on it for, again, 14 months. And saying this time, boom, we need to do something about it. And look, we already have the legislation ready to do it. Why didn't you do it then? Is that important? Why did it sit around for over a year? Because, they have the majority in the Senate, so why wasn't it read at all there, Chucky? It's a real question that everyone should be asking, at least people that actually give a damn and want things to fix and get better. But an act to require a background check for every firearm sale, be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress assembled, Section 1, short title, this act may be cited as the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021. Section 2, purpose. The purpose of this act is to utilize the current background checks process in the United States to ensure individuals prohibited from gun purchases or possession are not able to obtain firearms. Section 3, firearms transfers. In general, Section 922 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended by adding at the end the following. Let's see, AA1A. It shall be unlawful for any person who is not licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, licensed dealer to transfer a firearm to any other person who is not licensed unless a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, licensed dealer has first taken possession of the firearm for the purpose of complying with subsection T. B. Upon taking possession of a firearm under subparagraph A licensee shall comply with all requirements of this chapter as if the licensee were transferring the firearm from the inventory of the licensee to the unlicensed transferee. Lots of words. C. If a transfer of a firearm described in subparagraph A will not be completed for any reason after a licensee takes possession of the firearm, including because the transfer of the firearm to or receipt of the firearm by the transferee would violate this chapter, the return of the firearm to the transferor by the licensee shall not constitute the transfer of a firearm for purposes of this chapter. Nabi goes on. Don't ask me where that just came from, but two, paragraph one shall not apply to a law enforcement agency or any law enforcement officer, armed private security professional, or member of the armed forces to the extent the officer, professional, or member is acting within the course and scope of employment and official duties. No, at least that covers that. It'd be really weird if they did, yeah, military. That's weird. But B, a transfer exchange, which for purposes of this subsection means an in-kind transfer of a firearm of the same type or value, that is a loan or bona fide gift between spouses, between domestic partners, between parents and their children, including step-parents and their step-children, between step-siblings, between aunts or uncles and their nieces or nephews, or between grandparents and their grandchildren, if the transferor has no reason to believe that the transferee will use or intends to use the firearm in a crime or is prohibited from possessing firearms under state or federal law. There you go. So, at least the other keeps the family, you know, thing there, so it doesn't apply to that huge level of stupid, because the heads would actually explode. And that's a literal term if they tried to get rid of that. C, a transfer to an executor, administrator, trustee, or personal representative of an estate or a trust that occurs by operation of law upon the death of another person. There you go. Again, makes sense. D, a temporary transfer that is necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm, including harm to self, family, household members, or others, if the possession by the transferee lasts only as long as immediately necessary to prevent the imminent death or great bodily harm, including harm to self in the harm of domestic violence, dating, partner violence, sexual assault, stalking, and domestic abuse. E, a transfer that is approved by the Attorney General under Section 5812 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, or F, a temporary transfer if the transfer has no reason to believe that the transferee will use or intends to use a firearm in a crime or is prohibited from possessing firearms under state or federal law, and the transfer takes place and the transferee's possession of the firearm is exclusively, one, at a shooting range or in a shooting gallery or other designated or other area designated for the purpose of target shooting, two, while reasonably necessary for the purposes of hunting, trapping, pest control on a ranch or farm, or fishing, if the transferor has no reason to believe that the transferee intends to use the firearm in a place where it is illegal and has reason to believe that the transferee will comply with all licensing and permit requirements for such hunting, trapping, pest control on a farm or ranch or fishing, or three, while in presence of the transferor. So there we go. Again, they put a million words in there just to say very simple, simple things. Like after all of that, yeah, it's just like they literally have that many paragraphs. Shall not apply to like a lot of stuff. Farming, ranching, family members, trustees, or then after a death in the family, like all kinds of stuff. Like, again, they had to put it in there. They broke it down very well. There's still some idiocy involved, but at least it's all English. I have to read it two or three times, but it's all in there. Three, it shall be unlawful for a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, licensed dealer to transfer possession of or title to a firearm to another person who is not so licensed unless the importer, manufacturer, dealer has provided such other person with a notice of prohibition under paragraph one, and such other person has certified that such other person has been provided with this notice on a form prescribed by the Attorney General. Here's where it starts getting gangster. Four, the Attorney General shall make available to any person licensed under this chapter both Spanish and English versions of the form required for the conduct of a background check under subsection T in this subsection and the notice and form required under paragraph three of this subsection. Obviously. And then here we are, page six. Amendment to section 924A. Section 924A5 of Title 18 United States Code is amended by striking S or T and inserting ST or AA. C, rules of interpretation. Nothing in this act or Any amendment made by this act shall be construed to, one, authorize the establishment directly or indirectly of a national firearms registry, but they have to run federal background checks, so everyone has to do it, but they have to run through you guys, which means you're going to know who everyone, who has what, where it is, and all that. So you could try to say, don't want to be construed that's authorizing or establishing a national firearm registry. Like, you're going to know who has what, everyone. So it's going to be a national registry and database that everyone's going to keep track of to make sure everyone's okay, authorized to have such things. So you can keep trying to spin that one. It's not going to work. Two, interfere with the authority of a state under Section 927 of Title 18, United States Code, to enact a law on the same subject matter as this act. There you go. Effective date, the amendment made by subsection A and B shall take effect 180 days after the date of enactment of this act. Passed the House of Representatives March 11th, 2021. And it's amazing. Passed in March 11th, 2021. And if you read the thing, I mean, received March 11th, 2021. Wasn't read for the first time until May 24th. On the Senate floor. I mean, how it sat around for forever until bad things start happening. And then suddenly, boom. This thing is right there in response to that, even though it was passed over a year beforehand. So you can try to spin that however the hell you want. But I mean, this isn't even like me or anyone else coming up with crazy talk. Like, the dates don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. Like, it was passed then, and it didn't get read until well over a year later after all these tragedies happened, so then they could push it all down everyone's throat. Like, the dates are there, they line up, they don't lie. Try to spin it however you want. Try to say, oh, and remember, we also, they're going to do it again. Database, it's funny how they put it in there. This is not to be construed as making a federal database. All you want to have, well, you're going to be doing everything, you know, every gun that transfers has to go through you guys, federal database, to pass background checks and all that for everything. So you're going to have a giant database of all the weapons, who has them, where they are, and all that. So you could try to say you aren't, but it's right there. Clear as day right there. Like, just by putting all this and what you all want to do, you're pretty much proving that you're making a giant federal database, no matter how much you want to try to spin that. And it doesn't take a lot of, you know, brains to interpret that. Yeah, exactly for what it is. Yeah, I mean, interpreting. To understand that. If the feds are going to have a list of everything, every weapon, who has it, have to pass the background checks, it's going to be in this big thing. Like, you don't think the government's keeping databases of all that. Like, if you actually don't think they're doing anything like that, I'd hate to say it, like, because it's rude, but you're actually, like, high if you think that, but, or crazy, or ignorant, dumb, I don't know. Actually, one of those things, not high, because that's quite obvious. If they're going to have it, they're going to do it, because they already do all of that. But that's where I'm going to leave it. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Again, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Breaker, like all the Anchor, Good Pods. Thank you on Good Pods. Keep it going. Now, and again, if you listen to it there, follow along, you know, on Jay Rosinski Show on Twitter, Jesse Rosinski Show on Facebook. Put all the stuff there. YouTube, Rumble, and Cloud Hub. If you listen to it, you can go subscribe to the channels on there, like the video, rate the shows, and comment a little one after you listen to it, just to help it pop up more, you know, easily for other people, because that's the best kind of advertisement. And I don't have to give money to a bunch of scumbags in order to get that advertised. But it was a good one. Again, if you read it, I mean, really, that was the basic thing. Like, we're going to do all this. Doesn't count to this, and don't count it as a federal database, even though, well, it's what you're creating. So, have fun with that. I'll be back with Walter on Wednesdays. Good stuff coming. I appreciate it. Again, follow along on everything. Share it all out for me. I greatly appreciate it. Helps out all the, more than you know. Rate the shows, and I'll be back Wednesday. So enjoy the rest of your week, and peace.